Bank First, loyal to Oklahoma, your slogan.
That's who we are.
Did you work on building loyalty amongst your staff? Was that an issue for you?
We have the most loyal staff you can even imagine. A camaraderie that be beyond one you could even comprehend. It's almost like a family. How did we do that? We treat people fairly. We're self-insured for health. Our single mothers pay less than their part of the cost than the higher paid people. We have a stock ownership plan. I installed it decades ago. For example, this young lady's been my and David's assistant 35 years. She'll retire with $1 million. We have tellers in these communities, been with 35, 40 years. They'll retire with $300,000 or $400,000. That doesn't happen. That's plus their Social Security. So, you know, my attitude is integrity has so many different meanings. And one of them is, if a person dedicates their life to our success, our company, we then are obligated to see that their lives are taken care of. So we've got all kinds of 30, 40-year employees.
Was it in your first bank or somewhere along the line? I need to build this loyalty or make these...
No, I think it's a reflection of my personality, reflection of David's personality, reflection of the people that we've surrounded ourselves with. And, you know, another thing that no doubt entered into it, Oklahoma was in a depression. I think more net worth was destroyed in the 1980s than in the 1930s. And we were in a depression for 10 years. I think our working together, collaboratively, supportively, probably created the atmosphere that helped us become who we are. But there's not a bank in Oklahoma that has employees, if we offered them a job, they would not want to come to Bank First.
Wow. Through all these interviews that I've done, now you're 225th, I've noticed how many of the storytellers were being prepared for that next challenge in life, mostly about business life, and we've already talked about that. Luck comes into some of this, doesn't it?
Oh, comes into a lot of it.
But you're preparing yourself for that lucky...
You know, having a Jim Murphy as your finance professor.
Yeah.
Having Grady Harris, having J.D. Francis, those are lucky things.
But we prepare ourselves...
Oh, absolutely.
...for that. Chester Cadjo, Quick Trip?
It was a much, much bigger success than we are.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, he is.
But, you know, he wrote the book, Rather Be Lucky Than Dumb. And Bert Holmes, you know that name.
Yes.
The two of them co-founded that. Bert brought the idea of convenience from Dallas, thought we could bring it to Tulsa, and he was looking for somebody to invest $5,000. He was going to put in six. He had a couple of other guys. And he was standing downtown Tulsa under the Philcade building. He sees Chester Cadjo come walking down the street. He says, I knew him from a wedding. And he says, Chester, how are you doing? Well, not so well. I'm a print salesman. I'm not so good at that. So he said, come into this malt shop. He said, if you can get $5,000, I'll put you in, let you run the company. He said, well, I'll go to ask my dad. He comes back a week later. He says, I've got the $5,000. He says, then we've got a deal. So I say to Bert, if you had never seen Chester on that day, well, you're going to call him. And he said, no. It was fortuitous for both of us.
Yeah.
That's a lucky story.
There are lots of those.
Right.
And my life just full of them.